Senator, we've reached the halfway mark of the 2021 legislative session. First half, several different priorities for several members as usual, making their way through. How would you rate what's happened in the first now 10 weeks of session?
You know, I think everything's been going really smoothly. I do enjoy the Senate. It's very different than the House. And in the House, we had hundreds of bills, you know, just flying around at all times. I mean, through the committees, you're on multiple committees. You have, you know, multiple bills each week in each committee. Then you get to the House floor and you're just running through them. And so it's incredibly important to keep up and have all those bills lined up and be reading through all of them. In the Senate, things are quite a bit slower. You don't have as many bills. There's not as many senators, and so you don't have as many bills that you are going through. And that has really, that enables us to delve in a little deeper. And I really do like that, to have a little more conversation on these incredibly important policy decisions. So I have enjoyed that. That is a big difference between the two houses. But I think what I've seen so far, I really do rate this session above average. Everyone seems to be getting along. Things are moving along. That's not to say without hiccups, of course. We've had several late nights each week just trying to work through some of these very important items. What you typically see and what we have seen is that usually by that halfway mark, you have leadership in both houses have gotten their priorities through. Certainly, that's, you know, no different in the House. We've seen the foster bills come through and come over to the Senate. We also see education savings account priority get through. Everything seems to be running about as you would expect on the House side. On the Senate side, I would say that is true as well. You saw the wayfare bill get passed this week. You also saw the gas tax come through. Even though I didn't support those, you know, those are priorities of leadership and both came through. The other priority of leadership in the Senate has been the education bill. Now, it has not passed. However, I don't see that as a negative. What has really been occurring in the background, and I've been incredibly pleased and happy to be a part of this, there's been so much discussion and so much conversation as majority floor leader and chairwoman have been making sure that they have everyone included. Like when it comes to me, we've been working very hard to make sure that our rural schools that are good and that are really having great outcomes are not harmed in any way. Our funding is not harmed in any way, but that we get extra funds. And so, you know, I've been incredibly concerned about our very low percentage of transportation dollars that we have had. So that's one of the areas that they've been very acceptable to work with us on and make sure our rural schools are getting more transportation dollars. But, you know, they've been very much trying to make sure that when this bill comes to its final vote, that we have taken into account reforms for the urban schools that have been underperforming for years and where we have children who are graduating that cannot even read, which should be a concern to all of us. But then also taking into account our rural schools that we don't want to make changes to because they are having great outcomes, but then also helping students and parents across the state. And so they've been very good about making sure everyone's voice is heard, working through the issues that we've had. I look forward to, once we come back from spring break, that's probably going to be top item. My prescription drug monitoring bill, I'm also excited to say, is a top item as soon as we get back from spring break, hopefully to get that out of the Senate and over to the House and then to work the same process over there. Not certain that we will be able to get it through both chambers, of course. This is my 9th year working on it, and so I just really work every day with a lot of prayer and asking God for wisdom and knowledge from Him, and I'm very hopeful that we will get it across the line this year, but that is certainly one of the things that we will have for debate immediately returning from spring break.
Where some years that has not been this far this early, potentially that could still be, at least if nothing else, better news than in the last 8 years in your case.
Absolutely. You know, the Senate has been the holding part and definitely where the bill has gotten stuck and ended up waiting until the last week. So often, I'm very hopeful that this year that's going to be different. I'm also very mindful of the fact that the House looks incredibly different this year. That's certainly not going to be a picnic, a walk in the park. And I'm working on making sure that I'm getting questions answered for all of our members, House and Senate. Hopefully we can get it across the line.